You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
Yeah, the latest gossip. I don't know how I feel about that, but Sinazo decided this is what I need to do today. I need to do what's the tea. So we're going to be spilling the tea on this issue. A little bit of umgosi. Listen to this voice note.
Good morning, Thabo. My name is Sfiso Mlaba. So my friends recently pointed out that my current partner looks like an ex. They spotted out similarities like how she looks, her body shape, the way she dresses up, even the things that we do for fun. They're similar to those we did with the people I dated before. In fact, they insist that I've dated, since that ex that I dated 5 years ago, all the people I've dated since have similarities to her. I don't know if I'm holding on or if it's, what can I say? Or if I've got a specific type of woman that I'm looking for.
Yeah, help Sfiso there. Get over his ex. I don't know. I mean, what advice do you have for Sfiso? Is he holding on to the ex? Or is it just simply because Sfiso has got a type, right? Do you have advice for Sfiso? Hey, have you dated people before who look like your ex? And is it because you had just not yet gotten over that relationship, or maybe you still, wanted to hold on to some part of the elements, maybe the conversations, maybe the kind of places you used to go to? So yeah, you kind of wanted to relive those moments, or is it just generally that you've accepted that you are attracted to a particular type of a human being, right? 0727021702, or you can call us 011-883-0702. When you seem to date people who look like your ex, who dress like your ex, who share the same jokes as your ex, who go to the same places that you used to go to with your ex, are you holding on? Sounds like some type of holding on to me. Or is it just a case that you have a type? Weigh in with some advice for Sfiso, the listener, and what he needs to do here in this particular situation to help him, clear his conscience. That's the tea this morning. Huh? Guys, you must dispel this thing. Just saying, hey, I don't have a type. I asked Sinazo this morning. I said, do you have a type? She also says, no, this thing of a type is a lie. I've dated across a variety of spectrums. So she doesn't have a type. Do you have a type, and do you believe you have a type? How do you tell you've got a type? What are the indicators that tell you that no, you definitely have a type that you date? Ntokozo in four ways, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Ntokozo.
I'm all right, my brother.
Yeah, help Sfiso, man. Yes, Sfiso is in a dilemma, predicament. Yeah.
No, it's not even a predicament. The man just has a type. I think what might happen is you might vary and go to the side for a little bit, but you'll always come back home. And when you do, I look at the person I'm seeing now, and I'm like, yes, this person looks just like my ex. But you're drawn to a certain type. There's people who are drawn to a certain physique. There's a certain look. You know, there's people who like, someone who looks a bit like Ringo, who has a gap. You know, everyone has a type. You know, so it's nothing.
What are the indicators? Ringo is gonna shoot me. What are the indicators that you've got a type? How do you know you're not hung up on an ex and this is actually a type?
I think when you can actually speak, yeah, so this is how I know I was over my ex. When I could have a conversation with her and see her, because when I was still in love with her, I'd see my ex and I'd get upset. Someone would mention her name, I'd get upset. I'd think about how we broke up. I'd think about all of those things, right? But when there's no emotion to it, then it's just like, a girl that I used to date. We had a good run and it didn't work out. And you can see her and you could stop at the classic and be like, hey, how are you doing? She tells you that she's dating another person and you're totally fine with that. That's when you know you're over it. If Usfiso is still, when someone mentions something and you're still upset or feel some type of way about it, then maybe he's still trying to replace her in one way or the other. But if he's totally over the thing and now literally sees the next person as just the next person who happens to look a certain way, because he likes that type of thing. It's like cars. You know, you have a certain type of car that you like. I like BMWs. That's just me. There's someone who likes Mercedes. I don't know why. But you know, that's just how it is.
All right, Mercedes-Benz callers are going to come on just now. All right, Tokozo in four ways says, no. Listen, if you can speak without animosity about your ex, then, yeah, if the next person looks like her, dresses like her, shaped like her, you've got a type. That's type for you. I don't know, man. I don't know. Do you have a type? What's your type? Maybe E-gap is your type. That's what you like. That is the gap between the two front teeth there. You find that particularly attractive and it attracts you to those type of people. Give us a call. 011-883-0702. Some voice notes as well this morning.
Morning 702. It's Manda in Bushia Park. About the issue of ex-girlfriends having a type or still holding on to them. That thing is complicated. Talking from experience, I do have an ex-girlfriend who looks like Zander Zakuza, and I have one who looks like Busiswa. You know, I've certainly fallen in love with their music, because definitely I know I might not be able to fall in love with them. But in reality, I don't want to go back to my exes. So I don't know exactly how to explain it. Thank you.
Yo, Manda, you sound like you're in the same situation as Fiso, eh? Yeah. All right. Help Manda and Fiso both. They're not sure whether they've got a type because also their taste sounds quite varied in terms of the people that they find themselves attracted to. Yeah. That's the question that we're asking, by the way, this morning, in case you just tuned in. When dating people who look like your ex, are you still holding on or do you have a type? Is this a complicated situation? Not as simple as that. More voice notes.
Hey, Tibos, good morning, and good morning to 702 lenders. There's nothing wrong there. I've got two exes who looks exactly like my current partner. You are what you eat, man. Nothing wrong with that. You've got a type or a certain taste that you go for, so there's nothing wrong with that. So just enjoy, man. Enjoy your relationship. You attract what you are. Cool beans, Paul in Bloom. Take it easy, man. Ciao.
Hey, Paul, much appreciated. Okay, you are what you eat. You attract what you eat. Paul says nothing wrong. Palisa, these guys are
good
hiding.
Afternoon. How are you?
Good. They're hiding behind having types. You know, type, Palisa.
I think I suddenly do. You know, the person I'm dating right now is so incredible. Like, in the sense, I'm a very independent woman, right? Mm. So I can do things for myself. But this guy doesn't care about that. He's just a natural provider. The other day we went away on a weekend getaway, and he gave me some money and said, since I'm taking you away for the weekend, your nanny needs to entertain your daughter. He gave me more than my daughter could ever use in a weekend. And he just does that because he understands, regardless of my independence, that little bit extra that he gives me really helps, and it's just who he is. So that's who I want to date now. So that becomes my type. So when I date someone that has the similarities to this guy, it won't mean that I want to date this guy, but it means I've identified qualities that I now want in a partner. Does it make sense?
Yeah, no, and it does to an extent, but then if you want those and they didn't work in the other partner, why do you think they will work in another?
Because there's certain qualities that are, you know, whether the relationship works or not, they make the relationship worth it. Like, this guy likes to travel, this guy likes to, you know, he likes to spoil you and stuff like that. And if he wasn't loyal, that would end the relationship. But it doesn't mean that I no longer want a person that enjoys traveling, that enjoys spoiling a woman, that understands what provision is regardless of my independence, you know. So it is qualities that you'll have in a person that you want in a person. And sometimes people are just flawed and they'll do things that will make the relationship end, but it doesn't change that they had really good qualities that you appreciate and would want in a relationship moving forward.
All right, interesting. That's Palisa there in Alberton looking at qualities and saying some qualities work across the board, irrespective of who you are dating or whether the relationship with that person worked or not. What are your thoughts? 011-883-0702. Listen to this one. Good morning. I knew someone whose wife passed and he married a copy of what she was. I don't know. Do you find that strange? Do you find that normal? Weigh in on that. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. 11:48.
7:02.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
What's the tea? Yeah, hot off the press. Many of you weighing in this morning on E-Type. This one from Denny in Queensland, Australia. Hey, Denny, saying, I seem to attract ladies that don't drink or smoke, but I do. So that's my type, I suppose. Sianda, you think everybody, absolutely everybody has got a type? Sianda?
Oh, yes, hello. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think everybody has a type.
Or it's types. Don't you think they have types?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know about types. Don't say type for me. Yeah.
Yeah, what's your type?
I'm more interested into innocent girls. Yeah, I've realized that because I think for the past 10 years I haven't been in a relationship, I go there and there, there and there. But whenever I find that innocent type, I always find myself falling in love. Yeah, to a point where I had to end things because I say, now, no, I don't want this for now. But now that I am in a relationship, I just realized actually all the people that I actually felt something for, they're exactly the same. Like,
yeah,
from the way they talk, the way they behave, things they do, like, they're like the exact same person. So it's not good to you hang up on your ex or anything. It's just that you have a thing for that particular type of person.
All right. Sianda in Butle Park.
Yeah. And the other thing, but you don't actually choose. You can say, I like person who's like thin, slim, or what, yellow, black. You don't choose that. You discover it.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
So it's something that you kind of stumble upon when you see your pattern of dating. Good. Actually, I do have a type.
Yeah.
All right. See, under in Butle Park. Saying, now, when you look back, you look at it and you say, oh, maybe I do have a type. It's not like something that you set out to do and you know from the onset that you do have a type. Let's take more of your thoughts then. 011-883-0702. We're helping Sfiso. He says, no, my friends are looking at my dating pattern and they're saying, dude, I think you're still hung up on your ex. And he says, no, I'm not. Actually, I'm not holding on to my ex. I just have a type. You got some advice for the listener? You can send through your advice on 0727021702 or call us on 011-883-0702. But also to that message earlier on, I mean, if, for example, you marry someone who's married before and then you realize that you are a replica, an exact copy of their previous partner. Is that a compliment for you? Do you find that to be normal? Is that something that you'd say, yeah, well, I mean, he's got a type, so I'm quite okay with that? Or would you find that unsettling a bit? Do let us in on your thoughts on that. Some more voice notes.
Say, Brati, it's Brian from Mamelodi. When we say that you have a type, then you are going for the same kind of woman physically, the person that looks like that. But if you are now dabbling into things like personality and your woman currently has the same personality as your previous one, bro, you're holding on. I have a type, I love big curvy women. but I've never dated the woman with the same personality. Yes, they've been all big and curvy. Just one skinny one there and here and there. You know, you have to test the waters. But I've never ever dated a woman with the same personality across the board.
Ugly in Pretoria.
Hi there. I don't think Sufiso has a problem of letting go of his ex. I think he just has a type. But I do think there is a problem there still. His friends have said, you know, all of the exes that he's been going through in the past 5 years all remind him of the of his ex. How many girls is this man going through, you know? Maybe the problem is the type of girl he likes just isn't good for him. That's why he keeps going through them. Maybe for the next one, he must try something different. You know, swing it out left field. See what, maybe that's what he needs.
Yeah. Hey, Sviso, maybe that's your serial date. That's part of your problem as well that you need to deal with. Yeah. All right. Listen to some more.
Hi there. Look, I don't think that you specifically have a type. I think maybe there's certain features that you are automatically attracted to from a physical point of view, and that is what you go for initially until you start having a conversation. So I wouldn't say type, but I think maybe there are certain features that attracts you. Thanks, Starboy.
All right, thank you very much. 0727021702. Some of the thoughts then on whether or not people have got types, and what about those like Sinazo who date across different types, you know? What's with them, right? What are we saying about them? Because they clearly think their type is very broad and it's across various spectrum of people, and therefore they've got that kind of a taste in terms of relationships. What do we say about them? And would you, coming into a relationship where you are a type, feel comfortable? Is it unsettling, or is it okay? Is it something that you would accept as a thing? Like, oh well, he's got a particular type. We'll take more of your thoughts in a moment.
Morning, Thabo. Anonymous here. Well, I'm starting to think that I have a type in profession, if I may put it that way. Well, my ex is a lawyer, and we had a good run. But now that we no longer see each other, I'm seeing two other guys. And, well, the other one is a lawyer. The other one is a doctor. But I am growing fonder of the lawyer more. So, yeah.
I've been wanting to know who you are. Who are you?